Susan Webb. I'm talking with Roberta Keeney, the director of the Bologna Book Fair, and we like to talk every year to find out what's new in Bologna. The this year, I know, Roberta, that there's a new award here at the fair. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yes. Hello, everybody, again. It's good to talk once a year. So, yes, one of the features of the book fair this year is the new section of the Bologna Ragazzi Award. It's called Opera Prima, and it's dedicated to first-time published authors or illustrators. I think that, well, actually, the first thing to say is that this award is dedicated to our graphic designer that passed away one and a half years ago, and he's been working for the fair for 40 years. So we have changed, of course, our graphic agency, but we want to remember him, and we thought the best way was to dedicate this prize to him, because he's always been working with young guys, and he was convinced of the importance of the new generation, etc. So that's our way to remember him and to have him with us all the time. And the other thing is that new illustrators, new authors are a very important factor in publishing, to find always new ideas, and so that's what we thought. And the winner has been Kevin Waldron and Templar Publishing with this very funny book called Mr. Peak and the Misunderstanding at the Zoo, and we are also very happy and satisfied of the reactions, because the book is, I think, it's very nice, but well, it has good, very good reactions from everybody.
It is. It's a very funny book. I saw a copy of it, and tells people can relate to this book about a man who puts on his jacket and it's way too small, and wants everyone else to help him know what to do. And but go ahead.
No, well, it's a surprise. You have to read the book to discover the end. But there's a lot of monkeys.
I did say there were a lot of monkeys. But the other thing that struck about the award was the idea that this award goes to a publisher for a book that's a first book from an author illustrator, which is a nice thing, actually. But can you say a little about why you thought it was important to give that to the publisher?
Well, the Bologna Ragazzi Award is for publishers, because it's our way to celebrate our publishers, the publishers that exhibit in Bologna. Mm-hmm. Of course, we try to celebrate also the idea of that they are choosing new authors and illustrators, that they make a research and they are very careful, and they look forward to new things. So that's the Bologna Ragazzi Award is for publishers. So of course, illustrators and authors are then the person who do the book and produce illustration. But we always celebrate the publishers, because it's our fair is about publishers mainly. Of course, illustrators have a good part, because they also are, I mean, there are so many here, and of course we have the illustrators exhibition, but publishers are the richest part of the fair, because they are here, they gather here to make co-editions, to meet with each other, and so that's it.
Now, the you mentioned the illustrators exhibition, and this year the featured country is Korea. And so what was striking to you looking at the Korean illustration?
Well, Korea, well, we signed our contract and agreement a few years ago, And since then, they've been preparing this tremendous program because they are here with not so many illustrators, but very selected. And I like very much their art. It's very diverse. But I think that also I've been used to see them because in these 3 years, the Korean participation has grown up a lot at the fair. And this year, is, I must say, it is impressive. About 70 publishers and a delegation, I think, about 300 people. So it's really impressive. And also they organized about five exhibitions about their tradition and culture in the city of Bologna, in museums. They really invaded us with their culture. And I think also this is a very good opportunity to know a little bit more about Korea because there are not so many opportunities unless you travel to Seoul, so it's far away. And they also had a performance in a theater with music and dance, and that was fabulous, I must say. I have to thank all the organization, and there's been a committee especially established for this participation, including a cultural foundation from the region Gyeonggi, and the Publishers Association, of course, and also the Ministry of Tourism and Culture, and they really did a tremendous job. So thank also to the Korean illustrators, but they've been appreciated a lot. They work also in the US, for example, a lot. And I think they're particularly good, but illustration and images can be easily exported when they are worthy. Yeah.
It's been has struck me over the past number of 5-6 years, whatever, how much discussion there's been about Korea. People are very interested in what's coming out there, what's being published, and also just in looking around the exhibition, what was interesting to see was how many different kinds of art mediums there are, some very traditional, and also just very different styles, but beautiful, beautiful things coming out.
Yes, the diversity is really the richness. The experience they bring, it's a long-established tradition, but nevertheless, they are very modern. They look around. Also, maybe because Korean publishers have bought a lot of books from every country, possibly. I think they've been the best buyers in the last few years. So this new, different look has enriched their illustration. And the kids now have grown up as young illustrators, and they really, the range is incredible from every technique, they are skilled, they have good schools, so it's impressive the job they did, absolutely.
Yeah, the a couple that struck me, there were somewhere there was almost quilted material and in the art itself, and a number of different kinds of things, both with collage, and I know they talked about the traditional glue techniques and things.
Everything, really. it's great. And also the publishers are doing very nicely done books because they also can, graphic design and the layout, it's particularly followed by, they care a lot also in the way they present the books. So it's illustration plus an incredible skill in presenting and making the book that is part of the work of a publisher. So it's we are very satisfied with that, I must say. It's great to have them, and you can work very well because they've been very cooperative. So we are very good. We're very happy.
And one more question. What else, anything else that struck you as new, either trends that you've seen this year at the fair, or just publishers maybe who have come, that or areas that are evolving?
This year we have a good representation from also African countries and the Caribbean with a joint exhibit, and I mean, we always try to have more people and more countries involved, and it's not so easy because the economical situation is not very good everywhere. So, and we were particularly concerned about this situation, and especially how could, if the fair would have been affected by this. Mm-hmm. And we must say that we are also satisfied on this, because our numbers show that the fair is still there. I mean, we have lost a few publishers only, and in terms of visitors, it's going great. We have better numbers than last year, so it's okay. For the rest, there's interesting thing coming from all over the world, and also the selection for the Bologna Ragazzi Award was representative of a lot of countries, and we have a book from Venezuela that has won the New Horizon. That's very interesting. The presentation, at least, it's incredible. It's a very good book in general, not only because it's from Venezuela, but it's a very traditional story by Saki. So it's a tradition that makes from different countries. So for the rest, I haven't seen many books, but I'm quite happy, because the other feature is that I am talking to publishers, and there's very strong energy, and people are really wanting to do new things, and they are reacting to the economical situation, and I think that I hope at least there will be good results in the end. I also heard about a nice group of coeditions, and this is always good, because it means that people are cooperating on new projects, and this is the best part, the what has to happen here in Bologna.
And I think the other thing that we're seeing in certainly in the United States and just generally is that, you know, in this tough time economically, it is children's books in a lot of ways. People are still spending money on books and very interested in books for young people.
I see. Well, I know very well the situation in Italy. Publishing has always been in a sort of crisis. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, children's books can show that they are not losing their space, because possibly people invest in kids because it's good for them to educate and to nurture them, and it's important. And also, I think that as in Italy, people are not reading. Those who are reading keep on reading, at least. And this possibly will happen all over the world, also because a book is always something precious and is not so expensive as some toys or other things, so that possibly cuts will be in other sectors and not in books. We all cross our fingers on that, especially for children's books, yeah, but also adult books.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one leads to the other, hopefully.
Yes. a young reader will be a young adult reader and a reading adult. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Roberta. We'll look forward to talking next year, too.
I'm looking forward to next year, too. Thank you very much, Susan.